Okay, we're holding on Chof Heyam and Aleph. We're actually, I think, about the Toshma already. The Shaila we saw was whether a husband could be Meichel or not. We saw that on Tuesday. And the question, the Gemara explained, the question was, do we say that it's all dependent on the husband, and the husband was Meichel? Or do we say, since he made the warning in the beginning, it's Shavya Anaf Shechatif Adi Surah, he made it like a piece of treif, and therefore you can't retract. Toshma, come in here, Ba'ilu, Shebezdim Mekanelahim. These women are those that Bezdim will make a kinoy for them. Misha Nisharish Baila, a woman whose husband became Dachmir, or Nishtata, where he went crazy. Oisha Hayachavish Vesal Surin, or he was in prison. That's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah says. Says the Gemara, Ve'i Amrit, and if you're going to say, Baal Shemachal al Kinuyav, a husband that was Meichel on his Kinuy. Kinuyav Machal, his Kinuy is Machal, it's nullified. Avdinon Midi, would we do something? The Asi Baal, that the husband will then come, Machile, and nullify it? I mean, Meichel, question mark, exclamation point, meaning to say, where Gemara's question is, in the Kasha, that we're assuming that most men would come do that. And it would be inappropriate for Bezdin to set themselves up for a husband to come and take you away with the psak that Bezdin gave. That's called Zilusa de Vedina. So it's a bizoyun for Bezdin, and that's not something which they would do to set themselves up like that. Answers the Gemara, some in the middle, so the assumption is Adam Maskim, a person will agree, Al Das Bezdin, with the opinion of Bezdin, and he'll say, he'll come in, he'll find out what happened, and the pashtus is that a person will say, well, if Bezdin held that she deserved to have the kinoy, it must have been deserved, and I'm not going to be Meichel. However, if a husband actually would be Meichel, yeah, the Mechilu maybe would work. That's the first one. Toshma. Another riot. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the Masechta, Umaisrin loin, and they would give over to him when they were going, the husband and wife were traveling to Yerushalayim to drink the Meisaita, they would give over to him Shnei Tamidei Chachamim, two Tamidei Chachamim, Shema Yavei Aleha Baderech, maybe Yavei Aleha, you will have relations with her Baderech on the road. Says the Gemara, V'i Amrit, and if you're going to tell me, Baal Shemachal al Kinuyav, a husband that was Meichel on his Kinuy, Kinuyav Machal, his Kinuy is Machal, it's nullified. So frek the Gemara, why are you sending two Tamidei Chachamim to go and prevent them from having relations together? Lichle lekinuye, let him be Meichel on his kinoy, velivo, and let them have relations. What's the problem? So why are we sending two Tamidei Chachamim to say, no, don't do this, it's us, sir.
That's my question.
That was your question.
It's the same as my question from earlier in the Gemara.
From earlier.
Of why doesn't he just be Meichel?
Correct, so exactly.
She can be,
yes,
permitted to him.
Correct. Yeah, here we're just asking for the mission, but yes.
You just said, therefore.
Therefore, why would we send two Tamil? So therefore, it's a raya,
yeah.
That in fact, you're not allowed to be Meichel. Because if you were able to be Meichel.
The mission was said this way.
No, the mission wouldn't have said to send two Tamil Chachamim with them so that they shouldn't have relations. Let him be Meichel.
They wouldn't even be on the road, though. If he was Meichel, they wouldn't be on the road.
Well, he
where
could
are
be
they going?
No, so that's the reason why we said, okay, the reason why we're saying. The Mepharshim asks, why does it say baderech on the road? Let's say they had relations in the house. Where says orche de milso?
It wouldn't be on the way.
It's normal. No, but the mechila happened on the road. They're traveling along. They're spending a vacation together. You know what?
Forget it.
So forget it.
Yeah, he could have done it earlier.
So the two Tamidei Chachamim need to be with them until he's moichel.
That's the kind. No, what do you mean?
That's the way. Whenever they need to be on the road.
No, but the Gemara's kasha is no. The Gemara's why?
If he could just Meichel.
If he wants to be Meichel, let him be Meichel. They're on the road by themselves.
But he hasn't decided to be Meichel until he's
so
Meichel.
Right? No, but until then, why are they? What's the problem? Until then, the only reason Tamidei Chachamim are going there to prevent them. Because it might happen. And let's say it does happen. It's not going to just happen by itself. He's going to say, I'm Meichel. And that's it. So, frak the Gemara, why are we sending two Tamidei Chachamim along to prevent them from having relations? Let him be Meichel to the Kino and have children and have relations. Answers the
So obviously, it's the Baal doesn't have the choice to be Meichel.
That's right. That's what we're trying to figure out. Answers the Gemara, no. Really, you're not allowed to be Michael. And I'll prove it to you from the Mishnah itself.
That you're allowed to.
I'll prove it to you from the Mishnah itself that you're allowed to. Why? Because Maishna Tamid Chachamim. Why specifically did the Mishnah say that you send along two Tamid Chachamim? Why not two Amaratzim? The Teretz is the Gemiri. Because they learned. And they learned the Iboy Lemival, and therefore, the Iboy Lemival, if he wants to have relations with her, Amrilei, they will say to him, Achle Lekinuyech, be Moichel al Nirkinoy, Ubalo, and have relations with her. So says the Gemara, not only is it not a raya that you're not going to be Moichel, it should be a raya faker, just the opposite, that you are allowed to be Moichel. And that's why you need Dafka Tamid Chachamim to be there, who will know this halacha, and if they see that he wants to have relations, they'll say, hold on, just be Michael on the keynote, and then have relations, and you're good to go.
Where did the Hasra come from the last time we saw this Gemara?
Yeah, that was discussed yesterday, so you can listen back.
So this time...
Yeah, we'll talk after that.
This time we are proving the opposite, because
we're
other,
trying
other,
to.
Other,
we're trying
the meal, so we just take away the Habib. Now we're actually establishing that this is...
Yes. But now, at the end of the day, as we discussed yesterday, it's not going to be a conclusive proof, because I could always learn the Gemara like the Gemara in Daf Zayin, but the reason why it said Tamid Chacham was because of the Hasra. That's why it's not a conclusive proof at this point.
Well,
it's not a slam dunk.
Why do you need Tamid Chacham to teach him this? So you can say
not to teach him, no. The Gemiri that they learned.
But so you said... What's the purpose, according to what we just said, the purpose of sending two Talmid Chachamim to go with them, to escort them,
is
so that they can teach him how to matter everything.
To be mindful, right.
Right? Why do you need Talmid Chachamim to do that?
You can take two. Talk to Simcha.
What?
Talk to Simcha. He asked that last night.
Okay. I guess that. Okay, fine.
We didn't have a good answer.
It should be an undenote that he's mindful her.
You remember the answer?
There was no answer. We didn't give an answer.
Oh, okay, fine.
Huh?
Misha Bayal, Misha Mindful.
Good question.
You have to say it. You have to say it. You have to say it.
You did better than it.
Because it's also to have relations if you're in a fight. Still, you have to say it. The Mechilas, I'm not sure. That's what I was saying before about that's why you need Tamil Chacham or Smicha or something like that. I'm not sure. I don't have a riot to that. Yet. Okay, let's go back to it. Toshma. Come in here. The Omer of Yoshia. Because Rabbi Yoshia said, Rabbi Yoshia is an Amor. It's two Rabbi Yoshias. You remember we had two Rabbi Yoshias?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Rabbi Yoshia the Dore.
Remember that? Rashi said, because there were two of you, one was an Atan and one was an Amar, so maybe this is the Tana. The Amar of Yesh, because of Yeshia said, Shloisha Dvarim, three things, Sochli, Soch means to speak, Sochli, he spoke to me, Zeira me Anshe Yerushalayim, the smallest of the Anshe Yerushalayim, or the Chara, it's referring to the young people, the Zeira. Zeira is a name, but it's also a it means like small.
So, Sochli.
Yeah. He spoke to me. Zeira over here. Zeira is a name. Zeira, who was from the Anshe Yerushalayim, said to me, Sochli Zeira, me Anshe Yerushalayim. Zeira, who was from the Anshe Yerushalayim, said to me three things. Number one, he said, Baal Shemochal al Kinuyev. A husband that was Michael on his kinui of Machal. The kinui is Machal. He's telling me that this was the halacha that was Agapaskin in by the Anshe Yerushalayim or by the Bezdin. That's number one. So, number two, the Zakin Mamre and the Zakin Mamre, who's a Talmud Chacham who goes against the Bezdin Hagadol, Sharotu Bezdin Limchar Loy, that the Bezdin wanted to be Michael him. The fact that he went against their psak, Zakei Mamre Sheratzu Bezdin Limchalana Zakei Mamre that Bezdin wanted to be Michael him, Michael him. They're allowed to be Michael. And number three, uben sarer umayra, and a wayward son, the ben sarer umayra, sharatsu ava v'imay, that his father and mother wanted. Sharatsu ava v'imay, that his father and mother wanted. Limkoi loy to be meichel him, meichel umayra. They're able to be meichel. So, we have Rabbi Yoshia says that Zeira told me these three halachas. A husband that wanted to be meichel on his kino, it's machel. Bezdin that wanted to be meichel on his kino, on the Zakin Mamre, it's machel. He's not chayev chenek anymore. And a Spencer and Mare, that the father and mother wanted to be meichel in, is also allowed to be machel. Ukeshabasi, Rabbi Yoshia continues and he says, Ukeshabasi, and when I came, Eitzal Chaveirai, when I came to my friends, Shebedoroi, in the south, Al Shnayim, about two of them, Hoiduli, they agreed and they admitted, so to speak, they accepted what I told them from this Zira, the Al Zakin Mamre, and with regarding Zakin Mamre, Loi Hoiduli, that they did not agree with this psak. Why? Shelo yirbu machloikas b'Yisrael. So there should not be an abundance of machloikas in Klal Yisrael. If the Bezdin says A, the Zakin Mamre says B, and the Bezdin then says we're Michael, the Zakin Mamre, that's very nice that you're being Michael, but it's not really up to you. Because as a result of you being Mr. Nice Guy and saying we're Michael, the Zakin Mamre, you're going to end up with more dispute in Klal Yisrael, because people are going to say, I hold like this Bezdin. They say, what do you mean? But he said, like, they, B, and they didn't make him into a Zakin Mamre. So the Chaveirai Shevedorim, my friends in the south, did not accept Al Shnayim Hoyduli, on two of them, they agreed to me. They accepted it by Al Zakin Mamre, but with regard to Zakin Mamre, Loi Hoyduli, they did not agree to me, they did not accept it. Shela Yirbu Machlokes B'Yisrael, so that there shouldn't be a more machlokes in Israel. Shmamina, from here we learn, Baal Shemachal al Kinuyov, a husband who is Machal on his Kinuy, Kinuyov Machal, the Kinuy is Machal, it's nullified, Shmamina.
I see how Zakin, you know, is the Beis Din, it wants to be Machal, but Beis Din is also involved with the other two cases. Beis